From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin. In a few minutes, we'll crunch the education numbers, big new goals for Texas universities, a study showing mixed results for charter schools. We'll start with what might be the biggest news in Texas tonight, Donald Trump's trip to the border. The billionaire Republican took his presidential campaign to Laredo today, but the people he said invited him, local Border Patrol agents, backed out after consulting their union. It didn't take long for Trump to rip into Rick Perry, the former Texas governor, who criticized Trump's incendiary language about immigrants.
Rick Perry did a terrible job as the governor of Texas, where the border security was terrible.
Trump was also trying to reach out to Hispanic voters after those controversial immigration comments.
Over the years, thousands and thousands of Hispanics have worked for me and now work for me, and the relationship is very good.
Trump's off-the-cuff style has drawn a crowd of critics, but it's also sent him to the top of the early GOP polls. It all sounds a little familiar to Barton Swain. He served as a speechwriter for Mark Sanford back in 2009 when the South Carolina governor's career cratered after he admitted to an extramarital affair. Today on Think, Swain told Chris Boyd that even though it makes speechwriters nervous, there are advantages to going off script.
Probably most politicians are too scripted, and everything that comes out is bland and vague and not very interesting. And some are not scripted at all, and that would be Trump. Sanford tended to be in the unscripted side, but most of the time he didn't say just dumb, irresponsible things. And that was a political benefit. The media liked showing up to our events, even if they weren't politically significant events, because you never knew when he might say something interesting. He had kind of the mental habit of always trying to say something other than what you expected at an event. Now, I think that this got him in trouble because when talking about an extramarital affair, you should say the thing that everybody expects you to say, which is, this is a private matter and I'm working things out with a family and whatever, whatever, and you're done. That's what you should say. But he tried to say something different and something that would somehow redeem what was just another tawdry political affair. And he ended up saying all this business about soulmate and who knows what else. I don't even want to remember. But the unscripted component, as long as you're not irresponsible with it, can be an advantage. But sometimes just stick with the script.
Barton Swaim writes about his time working for Mark Sanford in his memoir, The Speechwriter. Think re-airs tonight at 9, or you can listen to the podcast at kera.org/think. More than 200,000 students attend charter schools in Texas, and on average, those students show less progress in reading and math than their peers in traditional public schools. That's according to a new study out of Stanford University. KERA's Stella Chavez digs into the results.
The new study compares students who go to traditional public schools and charters based on something called days of learning. And what it finds is that by the end of the school year, kids who go to charter schools end up the equivalent of 14 days behind in reading and 29 days behind in math. Stanford's Center for Research on Education Outcomes, or CREDO, crunched the numbers for 5 years, ending in 2013. David Dunn, executive director of the Texas Charter Schools Association, says there is some good news.
In fact, in the last year of the study, the CREDO report finds that the charter schools have eliminated the gap in reading and closed the gap in math by more than a half. So we're very pleased with that progress.
Christine Van Dong is a senior research analyst with CREDO. She also pointed to progress for poor students, for those in special education, and for those whose first language isn't English.
Particularly for English language learners, we see that charter school students who are English language learners have an advantage over their traditional public school peers.
Why is that? Dunn, the charter school's representative, thinks those schools create high expectations for students. The other reason, he says, is that some of these charter schools are in economically disadvantaged neighborhoods. Still, the report notes that Black and Hispanic students in charter schools underperform. Dunn says that's not acceptable.
We don't think we ought to be achieving equal educational outcomes. We think we ought to be achieving better educational outcomes for these parents and kids who've made a choice to attend charter schools in Texas.
And that means better outcomes for students who live at the bottom of the financial ladder. The study finds that compared to traditional public schools, charters have more poor kids and more minority students. Stella Chavez, KERA News.
When it comes to higher education, the state set out some pretty ambitious goals today. It wants 3 of every 5 employed Texans to have college degrees within 15 years. As KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, the state isn't close to that now.
The Texas Higher Education Coordinating Board needed a new 15-year goal since the old one, closing the gaps, ends this year. The new one is called 60X30TX. That means a goal of 60% of Texans aged 25 to 34 will have college degrees or certificates. The number is now 38%.
It's an ambitious goal, but I think it's achievable.
Raymond Paredes is the Texas Higher Education Commissioner.
It's a stretch, but I think it's something that we should aspire to. And it's that level of education that we're going to need in order to be economically competitive. I think we can stretch a little bit more and get even better results.
The commissioner says closing the gaps closed some gaps. More high school graduates finish college than before the plan, which launched in 2000. Numbers especially improved for minorities. But the state will need to shift gears to reach that 60% college degree goal. Paredes says Texas will need to do what it's mostly failed to so far.
We've got several hundred thousand young people in Texas who've accumulated 50 or more hours of credit at public colleges and universities, and they've never finished a degree. We need to go back and attract those students and get them to finish credentials.
Details of the new 60 by 30 TX plan are due out this fall. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
For the evening, you could expect mostly clear skies with a low around 80. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 100, and tomorrow night, mostly clear with a low near 80. It's currently 99 degrees in Dallas, 100 in Fort Worth, 98 in Tyler, and 99 in Wichita Falls. You can follow KERA News on Twitter or like us on Facebook. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm Justin Martin.